Aquí les tengo un súper video de conversación. Ese video va a ser más largo de lo normal. Va a tener un montón de información. Te va a encantar. Mira, dice ella que sí. Está de acuerdo conmigo. Quiero que ponga mucha atención a lo que ella y yo vamos a decir. Los que son nuevos, al principio no doy traducciones, no doy subtítulos. Quiero que te esfuerces para ver cuánto puedes entender. Y después de eso, les doy toda la traducción. Y ahí te vas a dar cuenta qué entendiste y qué no entendiste. Y si así no aprendes a hablar inglés, me dejo de llamar Daniel Manzano. Pues no hay tiempo que perder. Vamos a empezar con esa clase en caliente. En caliente.
Hey, I need to talk to you.
Hey, Kim. What's up?
In private.
What's so important?
Listen, I got a bone to pick with you. Why are you giving me so much shit? What the hell is going on? Why are you giving me such a hard time?
What are you talking about?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're nitpicking everything that I do. You're embarrassing me in front of my coworkers. I think you owe me an apology.
I'm your supervisor. I'm not gonna apologize for doing my job.
Listen, I know you're my boss, but it's like I feel like you're going out of your way to make me look bad in front of everyone. We're best friends. I went to your wedding for crying out loud. Like, the f-
I can't give you special treatment just because we're friends. I got a job to do, Kim.
You know, sometimes you can be a real jerk, you know? You're just super unfair to me. I do more than what's asked of me. I work hard. I'm here every day. When's the last time you called out sick, huh? Never.
I never said that you're not a good employee. You just need to pay more attention to your job. Listen, you're falling behind on your daily reports. You're not filing your delivery logs like you're supposed to. And your sales,
let me finish.
Listen, your sales, not only they are down for the month, you have one, two, three late deliveries this week. And some of the furniture that was delivered was damaged. Now, who's gonna pay for that, Kim?
Look, it happens, okay? We hit a little snag. You know we've been swamped, but you don't have to scold me and be an ass about it.
I'm not, I'm just doing my job, and you need to start doing yours.
You know, look, all I'm asking is for you to be a little nicer. Get off your high horse. There's ways to say things without being rude.
Well, I can't promise you that.
You're such an ass. I knew talking to you was gonna be a waste of time. You know what? I don't need to put up with this crap. I quit.
I thought you had more metal.
I knew this was a bad idea to work here.
Kim, wait.
What?
Please sit down. Listen, I'm sorry, okay? Maybe I pushed you a little too hard.
A little?
Because I see you got potential. I can see you as a manager one day.
Do you really mean that?
Of course.
So I'm not in trouble?
I'll let it slide this time. Kim, I don't want you to quit. I really appreciate the work that you're doing here. I really do. I'll be nicer, okay? Just don't go. Would you stay, please? I need you here.
I will stay. I'll stay. But is this a bad time for us for a raise?
Don't push it. And stop damaging my merchandise. Now get out there and get some sales.
Lo primero que ella dice es...
Hey, I need to talk to you.
I need to talk to you. I need to talk to you. Necesito hablar contigo.
Hey, Kim, what's up?
Soy ocupado. Hi, Kim, what's up? Hola, Kim. ¿Qué onda?
In private.
In private. In private. In privado.
What's so important?
What's so important? What's so important? ¿Qué es tan importante? ¿Por qué tanto drama?
Listen, I got a bone to pick with you. Why are you giving me so much shit? What the hell is going on? Why are you giving me such a hard time?
Listen, I got a bone to pick with you. Why are you giving me so much shit? What the hell is going on? Why are you giving me such a hard time? Escucha, esa expresión idiomática que dice, I got a bone to pick with you. Imagínate un hueso, entre los dos estamos tratando de quitarle lo que le queda de carne al hueso. Eso quiere decir, tengo una bronca contigo. Hay gente que diría, creo que escuché la expresión, necesito comerme un pollito contigo o algo así. Y luego dice, ¿qué diablos está sucediendo? ¿Por qué me estás haciendo la vida de cuadritos? ¿Por qué me estás haciendo eso?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? ¿De qué estás hablando? ¿A qué te refieres?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're nitpicking everything that I do. You're embarrassing me in front of my coworkers. I think you owe me an apology.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're nitpicking everything that I do. You're embarrassing me in front of my coworkers. I think you owe me an apology. Tú sabes exactamente de qué estoy hablando. Me estás criticando cada cosita que hago. Me estás avergonzando en frente de mis compañeros de trabajo. Creo que me debes una disculpa.
I'm your supervisor. I'm not going to apologize for doing my job.
Le digo, I'm your supervisor. I'm not going to apologize for doing my job. I'm your supervisor. I'm not gonna apologize for doing my job. Yo soy tu supervisor. Yo no me voy a disculpar por estar haciendo mi trabajo.
Listen, I know you're my boss, but it's like I feel like you're going out of your way to make me look bad in front of everyone. We're best friends. I went to your wedding for crying out loud. Like, the
I know you're my boss, but it's like I feel like you're going out of your way to make me look bad in front of everyone. We're best friends. I went to your wedding for crying out loud. Y luego dice, like, what the f... Sé que eres mi jefe, pero parece que te estás saliendo de tu camino para hacerme ver mal en frente de todos. Somos amigos. Somos mejores amigos. Hasta fui a tu boda, por el amor de Dios. Y al final, cuando dice, like, what the f... Eso es como decir, qué changados.
I can't give you special treatment just because we're friends. I got a job to do, Kim.
I can't give you special treatment just because we're friends. I've got a job to do, Kim. No te puedo dar un tratado especial. No te voy a tratar especial solamente porque somos amigos. Yo tengo que hacer mi trabajo, Kim.
You know, sometimes you can be a real jerk, you know? You're just super unfair to me. I do more than what's asked of me. I work hard. I'm here every day. When's the last time I called out sick, huh? Never.
Sometimes you can be a real jerk, you know? You're just super unfair to me. Date cuenta como dijo, cuando dijo fair to me. Lo dijo tan rápido. You're super unfair to me. I do more than what's asked of me. I work hard. I'm here every day. When's the last time I called out sick, huh? Never. A veces tú puedes ser un verdadero idiota, tú sabes. Eres muy injusto conmigo. Hago más de lo que se pide de mí. Trabajo fuerte. Siempre estoy aquí todos los días. ¿Cuándo fue la última vez que llamé enferma? Nunca.
I never said that you're not a good employee. You just need to pay more attention to your job.
I never said you're not a good employee. You just need to pay more attention to your job. Yo nunca dije que no eres una buena trabajadora. Solamente tienes que poner más atención a tu trabajo.
Listen, you're falling behind on your daily reports. You're not filing your delivery logs like you're supposed to. And your sales?
Listen, you're falling behind on your daily reports. You're not filing your delivery logs like you're supposed to. And your sales? Y ella trata de interrumpirme. Le dije, te estás atrasando en tus reportes diarios. No estás llenando tus archivos de entregas como lo deberías de hacer. ¿Y tus ventas?
Let me finish.
Déjame terminar.
Your sales, not only they are down for the month, you have 1, 2, 3 late deliveries this week. And some of the furniture that was delivered was damaged. Now, who's going to pay for that, Kim?
Your sales, not only they are down for the month, you have 1, 2, 3 late deliveries this week. And some of the furniture that was delivered was damaged. Now, who's going to pay for that, Kim? Tus ventas no solamente están bajas por este mes, sino que también tuviste 1, 2, 3 entregas que llegaron tarde esta semana. Y los muebles que se entregaron estuvieron dañados. Ahora, ¿quién va a pagar por eso, Kim?
Look, it happens, okay? We hit a little snag.
Look, it happens, okay? We hit a little snag. Mira, eso sucede. Nos atrasamos un poco. A little snag es como cuando estás Haz cuenta que estás caminando aquí. Estoy caminando por estos arbustos y a lo mejor se traba mi ropa y me atrasa eso. Entonces, we hit a little snag.
You know we've been swamped.
You know we've been swamped. Sabes que hemos estado muy ocupados.
But you don't have to scold me and be an ass about it.
But you don't have to scold me and be an ass about it. Pero no tienes que darme una regañada tan fuerte y ser un idiota acerca de eso.
I'm not. I'm just doing my job. And you need to start doing yours.
I'm not. I'm just doing my job. And you need to start doing yours. No, yo no estoy haciendo eso. Solamente estoy haciendo mi trabajo y tú tienes que empezar a hacer el tuyo.
Look, all I'm asking is for you to be a little nicer. Get off your high horse. There's ways to say things without being rude.
All I'm asking is for you to be a little nicer. Get off your high horse. There's ways to say things without being rude. Lo único que estoy pidiendo es que seas un poco más amable. Bájate de tu caballo. Cuando la gente se le sube a la cabeza que es el jefe, piensa que están en su caballo. Que hay maneras de decir las cosas sin ser rudo.
Well, I can't promise you that.
I can't promise you that. Bueno, yo no te puedo prometer eso.
You're such an ass.
You're such an ass. You're such an ass. Qué idiota eres. Qué estúpido. Qué tonto eres.
I knew talking to you was going to be a waste of time.
I knew talking to you was going to be a waste of time. I knew talking to you was going to be a waste of time. Yo sabía que hablar contigo iba a ser una pérdida de tiempo.
You know what? I don't need to put up with this crap. I quit.
You know what? I don't need to put up with this crap. I quit. You know what? I don't need to put up with this crap. I quit. ¿Sabes qué? Yo no tengo que aguantar eso. Renuncio.
I thought you had more metal.
I thought you had more metal. Eso quiere decir, yo pensé que hubieras tenido más vigor, más fuerza, más espíritu. Mira, te estás dando por vencida. Estás diciendo renuncio. I thought you had more metal.
I knew this was a bad idea to work here.
I knew it was a bad idea to work here. Yo sabía que esta era una mala idea trabajar aquí.
Kim, wait.
What?
Please sit down.
Kim, wait. Kim, espera. Dice ella, ¿qué? Please sit down. Please sit down. Por favor, siéntate.
Listen, I'm sorry, okay?
Listen, I'm sorry, okay? Lo siento, ¿está bien?
Maybe I pushed you a little too hard.
Maybe I pushed you a little too hard. Creo que te empujé un poco demasiado. Te empujé demasiado, un poquito demasiado fuerte. Eso quiere decir, no quiere decir que la empujé físicamente, ¿verdad? Pero quiere decir que le puse mucha presión. La presioné demasiado, un poco demasiado.
A little?
Y ella dice sarcásticamente, a little? Como diciendo, un poquito nada más, a little?
Because I see you got potential.
Because I see you got potential. Porque yo veo que tienes potencial.
I can see you as a manager one day.
I can see you as a manager one day. Te podría ver como gerente uno de estos días. I could see you as a manager one day.
Do you really mean that?
Do you really mean that? Do you really mean that? ¿Realmente quieres decir eso? ¿En serio? ¿Te sale? ¿Lo dices de corazón? ¿En serio?
Of course.
Of course. Claro que sí.
So I'm not in trouble?
So I'm not in trouble. So I'm not in trouble. Entonces no soy en aprietos.
I'll let it slide this time.
I'll let it slide this time. I'll let it slide this time. Lo voy a dejar deslizar esta vez.
Kim, I don't want you to quit. I really appreciate the work that you're doing here. I really do. I'll be nicer, okay? Just don't go.
Kim, I don't want you to quit. I really appreciate the work that you're doing here. I really do. I'll be nicer, okay? Just don't go. Kim, yo no quiero que renuncies. Realmente aprecio el trabajo que estás haciendo aquí. En serio, realmente lo aprecio. Voy a ser más amable, ¿está bien? Pero no te vayas.
Would you stay, please?
Would you stay? ¿Te puedes quedar? ¿Te quedarías?
I need you here.
I need you here. Te necesito aquí. I need you here.
I will stay. I'll stay.
I will stay. I'll stay. Sí, me voy a quedar. Me quedaré.
But is this a bad time for ask for a raise?
Is this a bad time to ask for a raise? ¿Pero sería esta una mala ocasión para pedir un aumento de salario?
Don't push it. And stop damaging my merchandise. Now get out there and get some sales.
Don't push it. And stop damaging my merchandise. Now get out there and get some sales. No me estés presionando y deja de dañar mi mercancía. Ahora ve allá afuera y vende algo.
Si quieres ver más conversaciones como esta, haz clic aquí. Bueno, se acabaron los tamales, amigos. Eso es todo y nos vemos en la clase que sigue. No falten.